Join us on Shifting with Shefali to connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Shefali will share her wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. Each show, Shefali will help you shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. A life where you shine in your magnificent brilliance. Shefali is a healer, intuitive coach, author, and entrepreneur, as well as the host of the popular global telesummit series, Awaken to Happiness Now. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Hello, everyone. So I seem to be having some technical difficulties today. I'm so sorry about that. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. And we were supposed to be talking about your vision for your best life and what you would do and how to create that, right? So we'll just get right into it and see what we can do today with the show. So let's first of all just talk a little bit about, you know, what would you like to create if there were no, absolutely no limitations whatsoever? What would you do with your life? What would you create? How would you express yourself? You know, what would you like to bring to the world, right? What would you like to bring to the world, right? What kind of legacy would you leave for yourself? You know, for yourself, for your family, for your community. So it comes down to basically, you know, in what way could you be a greater contribution to yourself, your family, your friends, your community, and the world? Right. So, you know, a while back, a friend of mine had posed this question to me, and that inspired me to share this idea with all of you. And it's a great question to ask yourself at the end of a year, like we are right now, or at the beginning of a new year, or any time for that matter, because honestly, every day, every moment is a new beginning. So think about what you truly would like your best life to be and look like. And if you're passionate about it and have a plan and put some energy and focus into it, you can make it happen. You can make your vision a reality. So what does this look like? What kinds of visions am I talking about, right? So what I'm talking about are visions of projects, programs, you know, foundations, organizations. How would you like to help the world be a better place? You know, so it really does start with going within and seeing what's really important for you. What are your core values? What do you strongly feel about, right? And so this could be about, you know, you could have strong emotions or feelings about children. You could have strong emotions or feelings about the elderly, the environment, education. It could be so many different things. It could be you may want to make a difference and help people in, you know, other parts of the world. So if you're in North America, for example, and you'd like to help somebody, children or the elderly or underprivileged in the third world, even though I don't like to call it third world anymore, really, but, you know, in India, in Asia, in Africa, if you'd like to help in those areas where they don't have as much as we do, this is what that's about. It's also about helping people here in your community. You know, if you have, you know, suffered or been affected by disease or illness, cancer is a big one, you know, stroke, heart attacks, and so on, you may want to consider volunteering as a first step in those areas, right? You may want to start up a foundation to feed the homeless, right? Or bring more water to the people in Africa where they don't have as much, right? Or, you know, create a plan around irrigation or create a plan around helping people to be more empowered, right? It could be any of those things. And it's just a matter of going within, deep within, and asking yourself, okay, if I had no limitations, what would I like to do, right? How would I want to share myself with somebody, right? So look at the best part of yourself, you know, the service-oriented part of yourself. If you wanted to serve your community, how would you do that, right? And then it doesn't always have to be a grandiose event or project, but it could be whatever brings joy to your heart, whatever you find is fulfilling for you. And even if it helps one person, that's okay, because that's one person that you know, you've made a difference in their life, right? And that's what that's about. So, you know, really go deep within and think, what would you like to do? How would you like to help people? How would you like to be of service? How would you like to be a greater contribution to the world, to the community? Because you know what? It takes one person at a time. We can all do it. We can all make a difference. We can all leave a legacy. Sometimes it seems difficult, but it's only difficult until we take that first step. Right? So we'll be back here on Shifting the Shefali and Om Time Radio in just a moment. Thank you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio. We are back. Sorry for the delayed start today. We had some technical issues. You never know, right? Things just happen. I mean, I tried on this is my computer, my phone, and then another computer, you know, until I got it working properly. So thank you so much for being here. It's such a pleasure. And, you know, we are at the end of the year, end of 2015. Can you believe it? It's like, where did this year go? So, you know, I want to ask you, did you do everything that you wanted to do? Did you do everything that you had thought about doing? And is there something that you really never thought you could because you just thought it was out there somewhere, right? It was just out there, out of your grasp, out of your reach. You just didn't know how you could do it. You know, you had a feeling about something you wanted to do, but you just couldn't do it. So here we're talking about, you know, if you could live your best life right now without worrying about money or any other limitations, what would you do? What would you do, right? What would you create as your life? How would you express the best of who you are? And in what way could you be a greater contribution to yourself, your family, your friends, your community, and the world? So I want to talk a little bit about what some of the steps are in this process of having a vision and creating it and making it into reality. So the first step would be to make your vision of your best life as big as you can. Don't limit yourself, right? Remember, no limitations. And next, believe in yourself. You know, so many times we give up, right? Because we don't think we can. We don't think we're good enough. We don't think we're worthy enough. You know, so many different reasons. So just don't do that, right? So just believe in yourself. Believe that you can, and believe that you're worthy, and believe that it's possible, right? And then have confidence in yourself and your vision. And, you know, it all starts with paying close attention to your thoughts, right? So remember to keep them positive, uplifting, and empowering. And finally, make this a conscious choice, a decision in every moment and every day, and put your heart into it. You know, so sometimes, you know, we think it's just a fleeting thought, a fleeting fancy, a whim, right? But it doesn't have to be. It can be concrete. You can make it real. It can be solid. It can make a difference in this world. Every small step that we take, every small action that we take makes a difference. And that's what sometimes we forget. We forget that every little thing we do makes a difference. So, you know, I posed this question to some of my friends, and they came up with many, many diverse and interesting visions. You know, some of them, it was about, you know, creating a foundation for sports. You know, they wanted their children and their friends of their children to have more opportunities to play sports on a regular basis, right? So that was one thing. You know, somebody else was talking about, you know, the environment, you know, how they wanted to create or start a sustainable organic farm, right? So it's like, okay, that's interesting, right? So it can be anything. So I want you to think about this for yourself and try this with your friends and your family. And ask them, you know, if you had no limitations, what would you do? Like, you may start a foundation that helps people to do rock climbing. Who knows, right? It could be whatever your passion is, you know. Do something around what your passion is. This is not a money-making scheme or anything like that. This is more about what are you passionate about? It could be about teaching people about art. You know, it could be teaching people about tarot cards or oracle cards or crystals or whatever it happens to be, bring more awareness to a cause, you know, to a foundation, to an organization. You know, it could be anything like that. It could be teaching children how to cook, teaching children how to garden, right? Grow their own fruits and vegetables and then use them in the kitchen, right? It could be anything like that, right? So you may decide, you know, to, when you do this, talk to your friends and family and ask them these questions. It can be very motivating and such an eye-opener just to see what kinds of ideas people have, what kind of visions that they're holding in their heart, but not, they're not sharing because they don't think they can do anything about it, right? So you may decide to create something meaningful as a project with your family or your friends. And then, you know, what would you create that would be helpful and uplifting? And always, you know, think about that. What would be helpful and uplifting? What would be empowering? What would help people to be more creative? Because, you know, as you know, right now, in the society that we live in, so many children, kids are just, you know, on their phones or playing video games all the time, right? So how can we get them more involved in life, right? So not just about sports, but just in life in general, right? So how do we get them outside? How do we get them more involved in their own life instead of these virtual games, right? These virtual realities. You could start something like that. You might decide to write a book, you know, a compilation with many different people, you know, pick an idea and then just have everybody write a chapter. I mean, the possibilities are endless, right? Endless. So this is the starting point of like, what do you want to create? Right? It could be, wow, art, it could be music, it could be painting, it could be anything. The sky's the limit, right? So how do you want to express what is in your heart? So dream big and then take action. So it's always about dreaming and then taking action. So the first step, like we always do on the show, it's about going within, you know, connecting within, you know, going, you know, connecting into Mother Earth, into the ground, to rooting ourselves, being physically present here, you know, and connecting to our heart space or connecting to Creator Source God. Just have that energetic connection and expanding our field out bigger and bigger. And then, you know, dreaming, you know, just dreaming. What is that dream? What is that one thing that you would like to do? I mean, you could have more than one, but let's just focus on one thing at a time, right? So what is that one thing that you'd like to do? And then just see it happening. You know, you don't have to have all the steps, but just see the outcome, the result, the feeling really is what it's all about. What do you want to feel? You know, do you want to feel a sense of accomplishment? Do you want to feel a sense of fulfillment? Do you want to feel a sense of awe and wonder, whatever it is, you know, it's neither good nor bad. It just is, right? So have that feeling. Feel that. What would it do for you? What would you feel? How would it be? What would it look like? You know, how would it smell? You know, like, where would you be in the world? What part of the world? Are you going to the Amazon rainforest, right? Are you going to the jungles of South America? Are you going to Africa, to the desert, to the Serengeti? Like, where are you, right? So just see yourself there and feel it and smell it and really experience all of it. And that's the first step, really, really feeling it, being it with all of your being. And expand that out even more, saying, how would that feel? And ask the universe, okay, so what would it take for this to show up in my life? What would it take for me to create this, you know, to co-create this, you know? Can you send me the resources? Can you send me the people? Who can help me with this project? Who can help me with this dream of mine that I have? So yeah, universe, this is what I want to do. You know, support me, help me, tell me, you know, show me the messages, show me what's next so that I can create this, right? Some of you may want to do, you know, have like a healing center or a retreat center, and you can visualize it all out and feel it. And it feels really, really good, right? And then ask for support, ask for help, ask for, you know, those contacts to come to you, right? And then, you know, like I said, keep yourself positive. Don't give up. Don't say, well, I can't do this all on my own. Well, no one is ever doing anything on their own. Sometimes we feel that way, but we're always being supported. We're always being guided, right? So I tend to forget that sometimes too. Sometimes I think I'm doing it all on my own as well. But honestly, to be truthful, no, I'm not. I have a lot of help. I have a lot of support. And recognizing that when you do, that brings even more support to you, more resources, right? And think outside the box, right? Always think outside the box. Like, okay, so if there are no limitations, what else is possible? You know, what have I not considered yet, you know? So have those kinds of expansive thoughts, expansive feelings, you know? Don't get yourself boxed into a corner. And then, because then as soon as you do that, then you'll give up, right? So don't do that. Don't box yourself. Just keep asking questions. It really is about asking questions. What else is possible? What else have I not considered? What else is possible that I haven't considered? Who else is wanting to do something like this, right? So I'm sure if you have a thought of doing something, I'm sure there's other people out there who also have that same thought, right? So then it's about, okay, let's see what else is out there. And thankfully for Google, we can check and see, you know, other people, other organizations, other foundations that are doing something maybe similar. So you may get an idea from that as well, or support from them as well, right? So it's about, dreaming big. dream big, and be open with it, right? Just be totally open, be totally expansive. And then, you know, start making notes of how that looks. Write it down. How does it feel? And even as you're writing it down, I want you to write down how it makes you feel. You know, so why do you want to do this? You know, what feeling do you get from wanting to do this? You know, what feeling do you get when you're just visualizing, right? Because when you're visualizing, when you're imagining, you're actually creating in another field, in another space. So as soon as you are imagining something, it's already created. It's there. So then it's just a matter of you tapping into it and making it concrete here, right? Manifesting it here on this 3D reality. So it already exists in another dimension, in another reality, in another field. We just have to bring it down here. And you do that by focusing on it, obviously, right? Putting your energy into it and taking action. You know, and, you know, so it's about the reverse engineering, right? So you know what the big idea is that you want. And then it's about reverse engineering it to get to where you are now, right? So there's all these different steps, of course, but we're not starting from nowhere. We have already seen it created, right? We've already seen it and felt it. So it's there. So then what would it take to get there? What's the next step? What's the step after that? What's the step after that? And it's a continuous process of feeling into the energy of it, right? Feeling into the energy of what feels right for you in this process and asking for help, asking for resources, talking to people about it, writing it down, you know, that starts to make it more concrete, right? Making a plan of it makes it more concrete, and having fun with it. So it's not a chore. It's about having fun with it. And that's the actually most important part, because if you're not having fun, it's not going to happen. I'll be honest. You have to have fun with it. You have to have a light feeling with it, right? And so make a game out of it, you know, and talk to people. Say, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. You know, do you have any insight, any feedback, any comments? Do you want to join me in this project, you know? And see what they tell you. See what they come up with. They might think of something that you haven't thought of, right? So, and there's no competition here. It's a collaboration. You're collaborating with someone else. You're collaborating with other people, right? To bring this project or foundation to fruition. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio, and we're talking about how to create the vision of your best life. So how to make that vision a reality in 2016. And so we were talking about the different steps, the different processes, but I really want to talk about one thing in particular, which I had an insight into just the other day. I was thinking for myself, oh, you know, I need to reach out to more people here in Austria, because I'm in Austria at the moment. Who can I reach out to? You know, who can I reach out to get more support? And, you know, as I was thinking about this, the answer came back to me. It's like, all right, I don't really have to go anywhere. What I need to do first and foremost is go within, right? So it's about going within, and asking for support there, right? So when we're connecting within, we are always tuned into our higher self, our I Am presence, our guides, our angels, our archangels, who are always with us, who are just waiting to help us and support us, right? So let's start there, asking that support team that is always there and waiting to help us, to guide us, to give us information, to show us what the next step is. And so how do you ask, right? That's what you're asking. You're asking, how do I ask? I don't know how to connect with these guides, right? How do I connect with them and how do I ask them to help me? Well, the simplest way to ask is just say, please help, right? So, but really, honestly, for us, because you are used to the process already, it is about connecting within, connecting to the Mother Earth, the heart chakra of Mother Earth, the crystalline core of Gaia, connecting in for that, into that essence, for that support, that stability, and connecting into Creator, Source, God, Universe, and yourself, right? And yourself is in your heart space. So connecting into your heart space, taking a deep breath, a couple of deep breaths maybe, right? So centering, and then asking, saying, okay, I could really use some help here. So, you know, you can actually call on your higher self. You can say, okay, higher self, I could use some guidance. I could use some support. I need some resources. I could, you know, tell me who to contact, you know, bring these people to me that I need to contact, bring these people to me that can help me to fulfill this project of mine. You know, tell me what, you know, bring me ideas of who to contact next. So it's about asking them questions and telling them what you want. So you can talk to your higher self and say, okay, this is what I want to do. This is my plan. This is my project. And if it feels good, and as long as it feels good, then you know it's the right thing for you, right? If it feels good, if it feels expansive, if it feels light, and it's coming from your heart space. So this is not a thinking process, you know, it's an energetic process. It's a connection process, right? And as long as it's feeling good, ask them for help, okay? And you can even say, if this is for my highest good, please tell me what the next step is. Show me what my next move is. Show me what the next step is. Bring me resources, you know, bring me guidance. Bring me a teacher if that's what you require right now, right? Bring me a teacher to teach me certain tools and processes that I need to learn. Or if I need to learn about business plans, you know, please send me somebody who knows about business plans to help me so that I can have a better understanding, right? If you need someone to show you the ropes in some way, like if you want to be a chef or a baker, you know, ask, say, okay, I think this is what I want to do. So please, can you send me some help in that way? Right. So it's about just going within and asking and knowing that once you ask for help, it's on its way. Okay. And that this is not a mental game. This is a heart game. Okay. It's all about the heart. And as long as it's feeling light and good and expansive and it's making you feel good, then ask right from there. It's not about, okay, give me $1 million. That's not how it ever works. You know, so don't ask for $1 million because they're not going to give it to you. And you know why? Because they're thinking, okay, well, why does she need $1 million? She's not asking for $1 million. I'm not feeling the energy of it. So it's always about the energy of the project, whatever that happens to be, and if it's for your highest good. So if you want to do healing and you're asking for help for a healing center, yet your higher self is saying, no, that's not your plan for this lifetime, you know, and you keep getting frustrated because it's not happening. And you know what? It could be that you're dreaming about something that no longer exists for you, or that might have been in some other lifetime, but it's not the right in this lifetime. That's not your plan. So we did come here with a plan, right? We did come here with a plan of certain things that we wanted to do and experience, right? So sometimes it's about going within and asking, is this for my highest good in this lifetime? And, you know, I always say that I have a really strong mind. So it's like, I can't use a pendulum per se, because like, I'm going to get the answer that I want. But it's also about not asking the right question. So, you know, everything is for your highest good, because in everything you will learn something, right? There's always a lesson to be learned in every opportunity, right? So that's always, you know, places for us to receive more wisdom. But that it doesn't mean that that's right for us right now. So sometimes, you know, we get this idea that, oh, I want to do this. Okay, well, how is that fulfilling your soul plan? How is that fulfilling your plan for this lifetime, right? And so that's what, those are the types of questions you have to ask. Is this for my life plan in this lifetime? And I know some of you may not understand or believe in reincarnation and different lives and so on. But for those of you who do, then this may be helpful. And also sometimes when we have a desire, you know, the desire is always fulfilled as long as there's energy in it, right? As long as you have a continuous desire for that. But it may not always be in the time frame that you want, right? So I might say, oh, I really want to write a book. And, you know, and that desire is still strong. It's still there. But that may happen in my next lifetime. That may not be the plan for this lifetime. So just be aware of that as well as a precaution. But I also do believe that it depends on how strongly you want something, right? And how strongly you want something and how if you're willing to do whatever it takes, you know, to achieve that, right? And sometimes those limiting beliefs and thoughts and feelings and emotions that we have, yeah, they do crop up, right? That's the fear that's cropping up. But then it's about asking yourself, okay, do I choose to be led by fear or do I choose to be led by love? And love just means doing what feels right for you, right? So self-love, right? So, you know, many, many times, you know, fear and distractions have come up for me and then I've had to choose if I'm aware of it, right? I'm not always aware of it until after the fact. And that's like, oh, yeah. So if you're aware of it, you can ask yourself, okay, this is coming up for me. This is a distraction. This is something that if I follow it, I'm not going to create what I originally wanted. And am I okay with that? Right? So it's about always being present and aware. And what is your perception? You know, what is it that you would truly like to create? And if it's not, if you change your mind, that's okay. Okay, so just know that if something doesn't happen for you, it could be because somewhere along the way, you have changed your mind. And, you know, when somebody has said that to me once a long time ago, I thought, well, they're out to lunch. What do you mean I changed my mind? I didn't change my mind. And then I thought back and I thought, oh, yeah, I did change my mind. Somewhere along the way, I had changed my mind. And so then, whatever it is that I'd wanted, I don't remember now. It didn't come to pass, but it's because I had changed my mind. I didn't want it anymore. So, you know, sometimes it's not the fault of anybody or anything. It's because we have changed our minds. And because we have free will and free choice, we can do that, right? We can always change our minds about what it is that we want and don't want. So just know that we have that power. You know, so we have the power to change our mind, to choose something else, to choose something different. But remember, we always have that choice. So what do you choose for yourself? What do you want? You know, and yeah, there are going to be days when you're going to want to throw the computer out the window, like today for me, right? I wanted to throw my computer out the window. Sometimes it's a matter of, you know, being patient, right? Being calm. And is that a distraction again when that happens, right? So it's about knowing that we can choose. And when we're choosing or not choosing, sometimes even when we're not choosing, that's a choice, right? That's a choice. Every single moment we're making a choice. So whether I'm talking to you right now or whether I am watching something on Netflix, it's a choice. So if I'm watching something on Netflix, for example, then I'm not doing something else, right? So in that hour that I'm spending on Netflix watching whatever show, I could be doing many other things, like I could be meditating, I could be writing my book, right? I could be creating a new program for my listeners. I could be out walking, right? Going out in nature and walking, especially if it's sunny out, I should be out. So there's so many other things that I could be doing in any moment. So, you know, before we start to blame life, God, the universe, everybody else, for our dreams and our visions not coming to reality, not coming to fruition, ask yourself, what are you doing? Right? So what are you choosing in every moment? Are you choosing to do whatever it takes, or are you being distracted by other things? And, you know, don't get me wrong. Sometimes, you know, we need time to just chill and relax and veg and watch Netflix. That's, you know, I need that because my mind goes a mile a minute, right? As so does my voice goes a mile a minute. So sometimes I need that for myself. So that's okay. But it's just a matter of, you know, how badly do you want something? And what are you willing to put into it? And when you're not working on it, working is such a negative word, right? But when you're not putting your energy and focus on that project, where are you putting your energy and focus? So we will talk about that some more when we come back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Shefali Burns on Shifting with Shefali on OM Times Radio. We are back. This is the final show of 2015. for me, anyways, I'm sure there are other shows going on, but for me, this is the final show of 2015. And so I thought I would talk about what is your vision of your best life? Because as we're going into 2016, the energy of it is such that it's moving really fast. Everything is happening. And, you know, for 2016, it's about what is possible for you, you know, and the answer is everything. Everything is possible. So what do you want to create? what visions do you have for your life that you have been stuck with in the past, haven't been able to fulfill, haven't been able to get started even sometimes, right? So in 2016, you know, it's time. It's time to move forward. It's time to get going. It's time to start creating your vision and your version of your best life, right? So really, you know, so many times when it comes down to the end of the year, we start thinking about resolutions, right? New Year's resolutions, how we want the new year to be different, right, than the past. So I'd like you to take some time to really look back on 2015 and look at all of your accomplishments in 2015. Look at all of the good things that happened to you, right? Look at everything that you've been through sometimes, the challenges that you've been through, and look at all the fun you've had. You know, because let's face it, in all of our lives, we have some pleasant times, some challenging times. There are some times when it's really good, we're really happy, we're proud of what we've done. And there are other times we're a bit disappointed, right? Something didn't really come to fruition, or we kind of fell short a little bit on our goals, right? You know, and that's okay. This is looking back at 2015, not with judgment or shame or guilt, but this is just looking back at it objectively and looking at all the good stuff. And then, you know, knowing that 2016 is just around the corner and we can create something new. So whatever it is that we were not able to create in 2015, the question becomes, do you still want that? Right? Because like I just said a few minutes ago, we sometimes change our minds, right? So what is it that you still want for 2016? And, you know, I'll even make it even easier. What do you want for the next 3 to 6 months? Because sometimes I can't plan a year in advance either. So for the next 3 to 6 months, what is it that you truly want to achieve or experience? You know, I'm all about experiences, right? So what do you want to experience in the next 3 to 6 months? That's possible and realistic. I want to just add that in there. You know, it could be anything. It could be, you know, maybe you wanted to lose some weight. Maybe you wanted to be healthier. Maybe you wanted to, like I said, write that book. Well, you know what? Writing that book, it all starts with that first page, that first word, you know? And, you know, it's a matter of just writing anything from anywhere. Like, you know, we're not in the time of typewriters anymore, right? Where once you type something, it's there for good and forever. No, we're in the age of computers where you can go back and forth and you can delete and edit and so on, right? So it's much, much easier. So your story can begin anywhere. It doesn't have to begin at the beginning. It can begin in the middle. It can begin at the end. It doesn't matter. You can move it around, right? So it's a matter of just writing something. It's about getting started. And that's sometimes where we fall short. We don't start, right? And sometimes we start and we don't finish. So for those of you who did start something in 2015, but you didn't finish, why not? What stopped you from finishing? And I mean, let's face it, if it's a long-term project and you're still going on it, great. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about projects that could have been finished. So why not? What distracted you? What stopped you? What fears came up to block you? You know, what limited thoughts and feelings and emotions came up that blocked you from completing whatever it was? And I know for myself, lots of things come up. I swear to God, I have so many distractions. And sometimes, I mean, I can see it happening. It's like, wow, I'm really not motivated. So that's one of my big ones. I'm really not motivated. Or suddenly I get a headache. You know, like this morning I had so many plans for today and I woke up. Well, even when I was sleeping, I had the worst headache. It's like, okay, this is interesting. But so I still did what I wanted to do. Because I said to myself, I'm not going to let this headache stop me from what I wanted to do today. And so I did those three things that I wanted to do plus more, right? So it's like, I'm not going to let a distraction like a headache stop me. So what are your distractions and what are they stopping you from? Are they stopping you from living your life? Because honestly, I could have let my headache stop me and then I would have been miserable. I would have been grumpy. I would have been disappointed and felt really bad. Not a good feeling. So I've noticed for myself what's really important for me when I get into a slump or I get stuck. It's really important for me to go outside, go for a walk. I need the sun. So going for a walk, going out in the sun, walking around is really helpful. So, you know, some of you may know this or not, but sometimes my neck hurts, right? And so I realized the other day my neck was hurting and I was sitting in the car waiting for my stepson and I was complaining about my neck that my neck is so sore. And then we went out into the city and we were walking around and then when we came home later, I realized my neck was no longer sore. It's like, oh, that's interesting. So So I'm so glad that I didn't let my sore neck stop me from enjoying a beautiful day, beautiful visit with family. I'm so glad. So it didn't stop me. So what is stopping you? And I'm going to challenge you to not let it stop you anymore, not let it block you. So whenever you have that feeling of, oh, I just don't feel like doing it, or I don't think I'm good enough. Yeah, you know what? If you have this vision in your mind, in your thought, in your heart, then yeah, there's something there for you, right? So it's about taking that small step and doing it regardless of how you're feeling. Even if you're feeling yucky, just do something. So, you know, a lot of times, like I've said before, going for a walk is so important. It can really help. Drinking water, for me, is a big one. It really helps. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables is going to help you. Listening to a meditation. So I was listening to one the other day, and I guess I had not heard it before, or maybe I heard it in a different way. But after doing the meditation, it was a guided meditation, I felt so much lighter. It was like, oh, I feel really good. And when I looked at myself in the mirror too, it's like my face was just so lit up and I felt really good. So that was a shift, right? That shifted my energy. That raised my energy, my vibration, and it shifted where I was at the time. And, you know, I've told you before about writing in a gratitude journal. That is a huge, you know. So I highly recommend that to shift your energy, shift your thoughts, shift your feelings, shift your emotions. Sometimes you may want to reach out to your friends and family and say, hey, I'm going through a tough time, or I'm just feeling stuck. You know, they'll hopefully send you some blessings, you know, and send you some positive vibes, which will help as well. You know, so these are just some ways that you can shift your energy, shift your thoughts and feelings. You can also listen to uplifting music, right? I like classical music. That's uplifting. You can also, you know, watch something funny. You know, laughter, it really is one of the best medicines. It's going to shift everything for you. So laughing is great. So you can, you know, watch a 10-minute YouTube video. You know, I always, I like Jimmy Fallon. He's hilarious, you know, and sometimes, you know, you can see little short clips on YouTube of his show, right? And they're hilarious. So that will help. But it always comes down to, after you've shifted your energy, after you've gotten out of your funk, right, then take action. You know, then it's like, okay, I'm going to do something. Now, do something creative, right? You could paint something. I mean, I'm not an artist, I'll be honest. I am not even close to being an artist. But, you know, when you start to do something like that, it shifts your energy again, right? And all of this has to do with, honestly, not judging yourself. So loving yourself in spite of everything that's happening and saying, okay, I'm having a tough time. I could use some help. Ask your guides and angels. Ask your higher self for some support. Say, I need some help. Can you please help me right now? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to feel. So your loving embrace is going to help me out a lot. So please send me some loving energy, right? Just asking for that will help to shift you, and so that you can start to create what it is you want. So like I said, it all comes down to, of course, taking action, taking one small step, right? It doesn't mean every day, but, you know, every other day, do something, whatever it happens to be, to take some small step towards your vision of your best life. Right. So again, like I said, this is about creating a life that you like, a life that you desire, a life and a legacy that you can leave behind. Right. So it doesn't always have to be something big. It can be something small as well. Whatever feels good to you, whatever you can put your heart into. Right. So, and it's about doing it regularly, doing it consistently. And, you know, let's face it, we are all role models. Right. So whatever we do, people are watching. So, you know, as you do something, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, everyone's watching what you're doing, right? So do something that is going to inspire them as well. Get them involved. How can you involve more of your family and friends so that they can open up their hearts as well, and share who they are with the world, right? And you may want to, oh, there's just so many possibilities. And as I'm talking right now, I'm thinking, it's like, oh, what else do I want to create? What else do I want to share with people? So, you know, we will see you again next year on the other side of 2016. So until then, I'm sending you all much love and blessings for a brand new year. And we'll see you then. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great New Year's Eve. And see you in 2016.